One.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Almost a happy new year to you. Not yet, but close. Well, I'm going to probably talk a little bit about the Liberal New World Order today. That was my topic yesterday. And this Liberal New World Order, one of the main tools, one of the main reasons it will be so successful is technocracy. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, but first, I've discussed in the past that there had been reports that Vladimir Putin was not well. And I think about 4 or 5 months ago I had read a little bit about it, and I watched to see. I noticed that it appears as if he's, a little, people that are on steroids, they change a little bit facially. And I'm just wondering what is happening with this young man. He's only 70. He's just a young guy. And but anyhow, this is out of the New York Post. And this is on the 25th. President Vladimir Putin is reportedly being treated for cancer with Western medicine as he enters what could be the last year at the helm of Russia. And I had talked about the replacement that is a younger man, probably 67, that it appears will be Vladimir Putin's replacement. Whoever that individual is, I don't think he's going to have the, what is the word? Vladimir Putin is so sharp, so insightful in so many things. Knowledge of the history of the land that he loves, Russia. I don't think there's going to be anybody that can replace him. There is nobody of his caliber. There are very few people of Vladimir Putin's caliber in the world today. He ranks, I think, right there with Henry Kissinger. In a different world, in a different field, but nevertheless, he's the top of his field. As the president of Russia, he, I think, to a great degree, has surpassed many of the American presidents of the past. For many reasons, because he's living in a world where the other presidents, even the Clintons, did not have the technology that Vladimir Putin, well, I wouldn't say technology. Even Clinton did not have the insight that Putin has. Too many, hate to say it, but Clinton was, he was kind of a, he was dilly-dallying, he didn't take what he did seriously. He was too busy. He had other things on his mind, women, and just other things along with women, corruption, money, power, which Vladimir Putin has. But Vladimir Putin has been a good a good leader for Russia. So there are these, he's 70 years old. He appears to be, he's being kept alive by Western treatments to slow the cancer spread. Again, this is the New York Post. So whatever he's taking just to slow it down is not going to save him, according to the article. And this is according to a Russian historian and a political analyst, Valery Solovey. I can say that without quoting her, I can say that without this foreign treatment, he would definitely not have been in public life in the Russian Federation, Solovey told Ukrainian media. Now, why Ukrainian media, I don't know. He uses the most advanced treatments. It's a target therapy which Russia cannot provide him with. And she says that, and this was on a YouTube channel, of course, this could be propaganda. It's in a YouTube channel in Odessa, the film studio, but she was speaking to the Ukrainian YouTube channel. I guess Olivier is not a woman, it's a guy. He's certain Putin is getting specialized therapy that's unavailable in Russia. It appears that if the treatment has been too successful, they have been treating him too well. With the help of Western medicine, he says the end is already in sight. Even with the help. I got to take these glasses off. Okay, that's better. Okay. Even with this help, according to the doctors, no medication can be endlessly successful. So it appears it could be pancreatic cancer and also Parkinson's disease. I know that I'm interested in this because I'm interested in the destiny of Russia in the coming war, where Russia is going to be destroyed, and the war right now, presently, where she's going to be successful. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top-shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Do you need to get over the hills and through the woods to grandmother's house this holiday season? If so, call Mile High Cruise Planners at 970-578-9779, and their professional travel team will get you to your holiday destination. For your last-minute holiday travel plans, call 970-578-9779 or contact them online at milehighcruiseplanners.com.
Hey everyone, as I meet and talk with more of you, I'm learning that most of you rely on holistic and natural modalities to keep yourselves healthy. I'd like to introduce you to a 24-year technology from Europe that's available right here in the U.S. This device that you can use in your home helps increase blood circulation in 74% of our bodies and provides many health benefits for people and animals. Some of you already know about it. Call me at 970-515-6882 to learn more and schedule a complimentary session.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being,
According to the article, he's been in the early stages of Parkinson's disease, but it appears as if it's already progressing. Now, the Russian media is denying these claims, but I suspect personally that there is something wrong with Mr. Putin's health. You know, I know that many would disagree, especially, those that feel that Russia has erred in its invasion of Ukraine to take out the Nazis and to stop the American CIA intelligence agencies from starting war with Russia, forcing Russia to react to once, should it never happen, and I don't think it will, that they would put, we would put, America, Empire, would put, force NATO nations to accept more nuclear weapons on Russia's western border, and to some degree southern border, forcing Russia into a conflict. It's not going to happen. But I know that many do not like Russia. They do not like Putin. The military, the Catholic Church, and even the military has even perfected what I'm going to tell you even more perfectly. The Catholic Church, in the past, they could tell when a child was born by certain indicators the intelligence of these little individuals, these little children, when they come out of the womb. They could tell immediately what type of intellectual ability they had. Well, the government, the military agencies, they have perfected psychological profiles of individuals. This is why when you go into the service, or when you are, back in the 70s, when you had to go in for your, physical, before you were 1A, eligible for Vietnam, they could basically see where you sit through the questions they would ask you, your abilities, where you would be sent, whether you were to be put in, let's say, instrumentation or working with communications, if you were a leader, if you were a follower, if you were docile, if you were aggressive. They could tell all these things. And they could also tell, I think, if I remember correctly, a friend of mine, brilliant guy, he said that the military had identified, I think it was 60 or 76 different levels of brilliance or intelligence above just what would be a normal intellectual ability, which would slip into photographic areas, audio, visual, encyclopedic, different types of brilliance. Well, Donald Trump sits way up at the top, and I know the Trump dislikers don't want to hear that, but sorry. He has a intellectual ability, especially with the ability to communicate, to identify with whoever he's speaking to, whether it be on his program where he would fire everybody, or as president, as a speaker. He thrives on it. He's good at it. He's able to convey what he wants to convey perfectly. He just has that ability. Barack Obama doesn't have that ability because he has to use the teleprompter. He needs assistance. He needs help psychologically, mentally. But when he's given a script, Obama is able to persuade through his mannerisms whatever is on that script. Now, who writes it for him? I'm sure he might be involved to some degree, But he has a team of very powerful occult people that assist him. And they get that assistance through the power of the occult. Many in this audience don't probably follow, you know, the Clintons in their occult abilities, what they would do when they go to Haiti and be prayed over by the witch doctor in Haiti. They don't, people don't pay attention to that. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't ring their bell, I guess you could say. But the fact is, you can't get away from it. You can't get away from the occult influences in the Bush family, the Clinton family, the Kennedy family, the Obama family, his mother, his father, one of his fathers. You know, he has so many fathers, we don't know which one is which, who the real father is. There is another possibility that he is, his mother is a Suharto. She's from Asia. And it really isn't this Dunham, what was her name, Dunham? Could be. Dunham raised him. She was CIA. He was in the CIA, Obama. But going back to the ability that Obama has is not so much that he's brilliant intellectually, it's that he has so much occult power behind him. What made Adolf Hitler so great, too, was the occult power behind him. Hitler had a friend that watched Hitler, watched the demons take over Adolf Hitler. He was with Hitler the night that Hitler was demon-possessed. And the friend documented, he's one of the very few friends that Hitler did not have killed. So, Donald Trump. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. People don't like to believe it, don't want to accept it. It's regardless, the military, the people, the psychiatrists who study these people that are so intelligent that they can't even function. Vladimir Putin is one of these individuals. He understands history and what has played out in history in his country. He has the ability to negotiate. He has the ability to take enemies and work with enemies to show them a really that maybe though they may be enemies of Russia, it would be better for them to help Russia than to have a conflict with Russia, because there's a greater enemy out in the world than Russia. Many think Russia is the enemy. Actually, Vladimir Putin has proven that Russia is not the enemy. Russia is the enemy of the New World Order, liberal New World Order. This is who Vladimir Putin is enemies with, the liberal New World Order, the liberal globalists of the West in the United States, the liberal intelligence agencies, all the personnel. He's the enemy of everything that Empire has been attempting to do going back into the 1800s and before. He understands liberal, he understands the liberal New World Order, and he knows that the world, the plan of the liberal New World Order is to get every president of every nation involved in under the spell of the, it's worse than communism. As bad as communism is, it is not as powerful and evil as the liberal concept, the doctrines of liberalism in the West, which is tied into, you have to go back to Nazism. It is tied into the occult. It is a philosophy. It is a process, an intellectual thought of God, hatred, and that is what drives it. The liberal New World Order is driven by God hatred. Hatred of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. the Messiah of Israel, the Messiah of the Christian world. It is the enemy of the Holy Spirit. This is the liberal New World Order. It is based in the philosophy of Luciferianism. All the isms that pertain, that are sections, or they are shoots, offshoots of Lucifer, the love of Lucifer, simply. You either love God or you hate God. And not only do the liberal New World Order individuals hate God, that's just half of it. They love Lucifer. They are one with Lucifer. They have obeyed and bowed, and they are the children of the devil. Vladimir Putin, he understands the spiritual connection between the liberal New World Order, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Barack Obama. They are the ones that are now heading. They are involved deeply in the, and I don't think even Henry Kissinger, I'm not so sure Kissinger is as deep in this liberal New World Order as it kind of appears as if he wants to change things a different way. And it's kind of like he's just being pushed to the side. Though, don't misunderstand me. Kissinger is no less evil than Klaus Schwab, no less evil than George Soros. The conflict between Soros and Kissinger is, how are we going to get to point A? Kissinger thinks the best way is to go one direction. Soros says another direction. But all of them agree on the same objective, though the way to get there may be different directions, but the same objective. A satanic, demonic, Luciferian ruled New World Order. Even Xi Jinping is not totally caught with that type of thinking. As corrupt as Xi Jinping and those that rule China are, they're not they're coming to go to war with the West. They have differences, and but Vladimir Putin, he's the one who has set up a separate system for the nations of the world to be able to adhere to, that they can be involved with, a different system that is going to give them some hope and keep them from being completely controlled by the Western Antichrist system and directed by the individual Antichrist. I know that people don't think like this. You have to think like this, because this is the world we are in, and we are going to in this direction. It cannot be stopped. We have to pay attention to it. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Rick Rodriguez.
You're listening to KHNC 1360 AM. Please join us Friday mornings from 7 to 9 AM with Kevin LaRusso on Common Nonsense, sponsored by Tactical Civics.
Hi folks, JD here, and I want to tell you about a new program being offered here at KHNC. We've got a limited number of one-hour time slots available on the weekends that we're going to offer to people who would like to have their own radio show. So if you've ever wanted to be on the radio, this is your chance. Give us a call here at the station at 970-587-5003. Again, that's 970-587-5003.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey Jaquint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right, an insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Well, Vladimir Putin, he understands what the New World Order, the leftist New World Order, is all about. The people of the world in the other parts of the world, rather than the Western control network world, they understand what the globalist New World Order or the liberal New World Order is about also. This is why they are hastening their involvement with the BRICS trading network and the new financial system that's being introduced in that BRICS network. The other nations, they realize they have really nothing to lose by joining in and working with China, Russia, Brazil, South Africa, India. They have nothing to lose because these nations have been under the control and the spell of empire since, geez, World War II and beyond. So, what's another thing is happening is presently the God-hating New World Order, liberal New World Order, they are once again beginning to stir up problems in the old Kosovo. Remember the conflict in Kosovo, which was originally, I think, Serbia? Well, it's been split in half, half Christian, half Islamic and other people. They know, the liberal New World Order, know that they're at war not just with Russia. they're at war with the Orthodox churches of that area. And they are very subtle in what they're doing. Kosovo is a drug center. It is the hub of the drug cartels of that area. Pretty much all of Europe, I think. That is where all the drugs go into. It's a profitable, corrupt area. Well, now they're stirring up problems with the Serbian Christians. The Christians in Serbia, they have, or even in Kosovo, in that old Serbian country, they had to put barricades around these little pockets of Serbian, Russian, or Christians, the Christians, the Orthodox Christians of that area. They've had to put barricades. Well, now the globalist West is saying you need to take those barriers down. Take them down. You don't need them. Well, you take the barriers down, and there's going to be another slaughter like there was during the time of the Clintons. The Muslims against the Christians. That's always been the case. The Pilgrim Society has always pitted, always used the Islamic nation peoples to attack the Christian peoples. Well, this time, presently, Russia is assisting the Serbians in these areas and will continue to assist them. The Christian Russia, Russia is basically, you know, Russian Orthodox. They have become believers in God, and they are helping the persecuted peoples in that area. It appears as if eventually Western Ukraine is going to be occupied by, I think, Hungary and Poland. And the nation of Ukraine will actually be better off. And the Ukrainians are screaming that Russia's trying to occupy Ukraine. Putin has made it clear that's not the intention of Russia. The intention is to get rid of the American CIA Nazis. But Poland and Hungary, they, I think at one time, they pretty much owned that land, and they're going to reclaim it. But you have a religious war once again beginning in that area. Another religious war. Then there's going to be a religious war in Israel. The terrorists are going to eventually attack Israel. That we're getting very close to that war, I still believe. Vladimir Putin, eventually, Russia, according to the Bible, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, God says that he is going to put hooks in Russia's jaw and is going to drag Russia down to present-day Jordan, and there God is going to destroy Russia. The conflict in Ukraine is not going to be the end of Russia. Russia's got to come south to fulfill her destiny. But before that, Israel is going to have a campaign to rid the area of Islamic, Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, all these Islamic terrorist groups. That will force Russia to reevaluate. I don't know if Vladimir Putin will be alive for that war. Even if he is alive, I don't think he will have, if what I'm reading, what I read at the beginning of the program, if he is well, or if he is sick, if he is unwell, I don't think that he will be able to have the ability to direct the army to move into Israel with other nations, Iran, and I do believe Turkey, some of the old Soviet nations. I don't think Vladimir Putin is going to be well enough to do that. So I think his successor, I'm trying to remember the man's name, I don't think it's a gentleman that had the name Mr. Armageddon, the general of general who, General Armageddon, I think is what they call him. I don't think that's a gentleman. There's another individual. It won't be Medvedev. Medvedev, he's climbing up into more powerful positions, even in the military. He was just given a new position or in the Soviet military. Medvedev is in good health. He may be one of the instrumental individuals in Russia, along with whoever will replace Vladimir Putin, to bring that army south. But we're watching, again, I was telling you last week on Friday that the Belarus, I don't know how to pronounce that. I hear different pronunciations. But anyhow, they're moving down to Poland to interfere with the supply lines and the lines that are bringing all these munitions and items into Ukraine. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a few minutes.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Okay, so that's kind of giving you, I think, I hope, a kind of a scenario of what is really happening over in the Middle East. In Central Asia. Hopefully that is, gives you some insight. With Vladimir Putin, brilliant, brilliant man. Maybe not a well man. He may not be able to direct Russian forces to the present day Jordan to go to war in that area with other nations. Now Medvedev, he's never been a fan of Elon Musk. And one thing that was interesting, that Medvedev, he just kind of gave a hypothesis of what's going to happen this coming year. And right now, at the end of the year, everybody is going to have their predictions for what's going to happen this coming year. Medvedev says that the oil is going to rise to $150 a barrel. Gas is going to top. Natural gas is $5 per 1,000 cubic meters. He believes that the UK will rejoin the EU. And you know, that might not be too far-fetched, because presently America is the nation that is sending all of the natural gas to Europe. I mean, yeah, to England, to the UK. The UK isn't buying anything from east of the sea there. Everything is coming on ship, liquid petroleum. And at some point, I think that the UK is going to have to some degree, is going to need help from the EU nations. So I can see that happening. He thirdly says that the EU will collapse after the UK's return. The euro will drop out of use as the former EU currency. Well, that's an interesting thought. So after the UK joins the EU, then there's going to be a collapse, and the euro is going to drop out of use as the EU currency. I wonder what's going to replace it. Is he maybe indicating a digital currency? That's just a thought. I don't know. I know that the petrodollar is losing its hold on many of the nations of the world. Could it be that maybe the new currency coming would be the ruble? I doubt that. Or the yuan? I'm not sure. Or is it going to be the digital currency? I know that we can't stop it. I know there's a push here in this coming year, probably April, May, where the United States is going to begin to introduce as quickly as possible that type of a system. It's been kind of held up because many of the big corporations, they didn't have the system tweaked yet. They still had too many problems. But now I think they've been working things out. They're getting all the glitches out of the systems. There's still going to be glitches, but we'll have to wait and see. Then I talked about this earlier. Another prediction of Medvedev's is that Poland and Hungary are going to occupy western regions of the formerly existing Ukraine. I had read that maybe a month and a half ago, because I think Poland and Hungary, some of their original lands were, they actually, these lands in Ukraine were were lands of Poland and Hungary in the past. So they're maybe just going to reattach. I guess that'd be a way to put it. Then number five, the Fourth Reich will be created, encompassing the territory of Germany and its satellites. That is Poland, the Baltic states, Czechia, Slovakia, and the Kiev Republic, and other outcasts. So could that be? Well, we know that in Kiev, we know that there is a stronghold of the Nazi element there. Poland too, some of the Baltic states. He also says, Medvedev also says, that he believes that war will break out between France and the Fourth Reich. I could see that. Europe will be divided. Poland repartitioned in the process. They have insight that we really don't have insight. All of his predictions are concerning Europe and Central and Eastern Europe. Our predictions here in this country, many are predicting, you know, definitely this coming year we will go to a digital system, partially. They're predicting that the housing crisis is going to get worse. The repos on automobiles and the vehicle market is going to get worse. More layoffs. So he feels that France and the Fourth Reich. Whoa, that's pretty heavy. Now, for number seven, we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. 1360KHSC.com for podcast. Rick Rodriguez. Predictions for 2023. We'll be back. Not mine. Not my predictions.
1360KHSC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101. A soldier in Afghanistan whose neck had been deeply sliced by shrapnel had a pressure bandage applied for several hours, but no clot had formed. The pressure bandage was removed, bleed stop was applied, and within 2 minutes the bleeding had completely stopped. Bleed stop. Safe in the wound? Find bleed stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the bleed stop button at the top of the page.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
We're going to finish out now. I want to thank those that support the Present Truth. I appreciate your support. Thank you. And if you want to support this program, you'll have to send your support to make checks or whatever out to me, Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC. So everything is made out to me to simplify things here for the ladies in the office. Just make your checks out or your support to Rick Rodriguez, care of KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado 80534. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, with the a seventh prediction of Medvedev's, everything is pertaining to Europe. They know things out there in that world that we're not familiar with. Northern Ireland will separate from the UK and join the Republic of Ireland. So that's a big one. Northern Ireland will separate from the UK and join the Republic of Ireland? Whoa, I remember in the 70s, the IRA and the British. Wow. Then number 8, he feels that civil war will break out in the U.S., California, and Texas, becoming independent states as a result. The civil war, I can agree with. But Texas and California becoming independent states, I don't think empire will allow it. This beast system, I don't think will allow it. He says that Texas and Mexico will form an allied state. I don't know about that, but never know. And he feels that Elon Musk will win the presidential election in a number of states, which after the new civil war's end will be given to the GOP. I don't see that happening. I'd have to disagree with Mr. Medvedev on that. Because this civil war, there will be no end to the civil war. This country is too divided. But once again, it's what you do. You divide and conquer. The ninth point. All the large stock markets and financial activity will leave the U.S. and Europe and move to Asia. Now, remember, I've said that there's going to be an alternate system apart from the system, the digital system of the West. And I do know that there are the stock markets in Asia that many people invest in. There is a new bullion trading network based in Russia, where completely separate from the stock exchange or from the exchange in Chicago and in London, a separate way to invest in metals in the other half of the world. So it could very well be that stock markets will leave the U.S. to a great degree. I know people right now are trying to find ways to get their wealth out of this country before their wealth is taken, is usurped, stolen, hijacked, criminally. They're trying to get their finances out of this country. Many people are still trying to find a way to move and get a second citizenship in other nations of the world. But where? At one time, 5 years ago, we thought Canada would be a safe place. We sure found out differently. We thought Australia or New Zealand. Forget about it. Okay, for today, getting ready for the new year. I want everybody to have a wonderful new year. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Tomorrow.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Back in the USSR.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.